Elke dag dat stien helle klassiek, Jock's power grew meer en meer. A firm was like a ship. It needed a captain. And when Matty Bruce half grown and his mother still wheel to be seen, the grave was waiting his chance, still stien helle deed of the fever dragging him down. Because of his master's sickness, there had been nae change of men at the Fian Mert or Muckle Friday, when the firm loons took their arles and the offer of 6 months' work, when the colour sergeants for the gardens tristed the loons to jine for the king's shilling. Sally Bruce had gone roon a' the quarters in turn, prigging with him to bide offers of mare neeps and coal, but it was to the charmer door far Jock Dow Bothy that she came first to seek for help. He was fluttered, but he was na feel either. They were baith of an age, and Jock was still unmarried. Like the stallion had gone round the farms serving the mares, he'd never been short of female company. And over the years he'd covered buckles of shearers and skiffies for had come and gone in the farms he'd worked on, whiles that gone were mair than the bargain for, baith and een. He kent the horseman's word, he could command baith shelt and woman from the humour took him. Nae that he wished his master ill, but a body man muckle a life at the con, and Jock was fair gleg in the uptuck. Minnie Bruce heard the tail line of the song, and heard Prince nicker and strick the steeny road with his muckle hooves. The grave man he harnessed him and led him out for Dandy the oar alone to cart sinners out onto the road. The road was fair scarted with ruts, for the snabbery running in the spring thaws had torn the topsail awa' like bits of flesh, riven off wha' deed hair by hungered craw. Then she heard the skiffy passing on some clake she'd pick it up in the firm kitchy. It's nae guid news of Woodstone Hillock. He should never have spent a night in the stable with a new horse that deed with the girth sickness. Nay, and him wi' a host on him afore he got out, and a weak chest on him, why. I'd a brother fa' took stots and starts of bronchitis, but after a fortnight the ice shook it off. It's 3 weeks now, as you can, Jock, the maister's been bedded, and he's nae makin' much out. In fact, he's turned far waur these last hen missed 2 or 3 days. Yon's for why Dr. Henderson's been cried in. It's long by the stage of curing the maister by steaming him and hudding on the toddy. When I get in with a jug of fresh water this morning, he complained to a pair in his breast. I helped the mistress to lift his head off of the booster, and he whistled and whistled, trying to catch his breath, and pyochered and spat into the spittoon. The spit was streaked with blade, Jock, and when we laid him back down, he pecked and pecked like a dog from his chest a rabbit, and the swat ran off him like hail water. Mistress Bruce is sponging him night and day to bring down the fever, but I dinna like the colour of him nae a va. He's grey, Jock, grey as a stean, shocking so hard it's a winner the hair isna far fae his heed. I never saw a body shock like yon. Mrs. Dunlop doon at the fair woody was a nurse in the toon. She called it rigors, and it's coarse to watch. Say I can thole team in the pier breech chunty if it leaves the mistress free to nurse him in otherwise. Minnie Bruce's mither, Sally, I gied the oar o' work to the maid. Nae biting hen a dog and barking yoursel, should say, though she took her turn at the milking with the lave, aye, and did a' the bacon, butter mucking, jam mucking, and cheese mucking about the place. Likewise in the byre she took tin to the newborn calfies, learning them to suck for the cogie instead of their mither's teat. These last 3 weeks, though, she'd been unca hard card running after her sick man. Steen Hillock had jailed himself to the bean at the hecht of a blizzard in the tail end of February, out a night in the stable nursing a new bought mare that deed, in spite of a' his care and a' his trachle. Now his wife was nursing him, up and down the stairs near wearing the moot, elke time Matthew Bruce got his muckles a mute. She'd steamed him, tried to tempt him to eat with sweet saps or drug him with toddy, but aye the host, grew rougher and deeper, till the beans that showed at the neck of his sark poked through the skin, as the tide of health creeped out, and something darker creeped in about. Now its shudders sat in the sunken hose of his cheeks, in the gorbly's blainess of his long, scranny throat, for the spit gathered and rochled down in his chest.